The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio in Albia and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, first off, congratulations on being named the Senate pro tem. I know that's an honor and maybe comes with extra responsibility. But another thing that you have changed, and that's now you are the chairman of the Finance Committee, leaving that Judiciary Committee. What do you hope to accomplish as chairman of the Finance Committee? Why did you make this change?
Well, I made the change because I have 2 years left of the 6 years that I can be chairman of that committee. That's also true of Judiciary. So the reason for change was basically to make sure that I use up my 6 years that I can while we still have a Republican majority. Now, you could use that same argument for Judiciary, but I started out my chairmanships with the Finance Committee, and just in case we aren't in the majority, 21 and 22, then I've accomplished what the rules of the Senate allow me to accomplish. And I suppose it's got broad jurisdiction, and I could go through a lot of it, but I think if I had a chance to make the tax bill that passed a year ago, the individual income tax of it sunsets in 2025, I would like to make that permanent. We also have jurisdiction over all trade legislation and trade agreements, so the president's negotiating a lot of them, and because of the importance of trade to Iowa, I would put getting those trade agreements approved, assuming I like them, as fast as we could. And then I would look definitely at pharmaceutical drug prices.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, Gordon Wolf.
Yes, Senator, as a follow-up to that line of questioning, do you think a priority of yours will be the import of drugs from Canada?
It's something I've always voted for and support. Not just Canada, although sometimes it is just Canada is what the vote is, but I would express a broader support for import from foreign countries as long as they have the same regime for FDA approval that we have, because I want to be sure of safety as well as efficacy. Back
Thank
to
you.
Tom Williamson.
Senator, you have come out in support of the First Step Act, and that's receiving bipartisan support and as well as your support. Why do you support that? And critics say it's soft on criminals. Can you run us through?
Well, all I can say to you is when this bill was introduced by Senator Lee, a Republican, Senator Durbin, a Democrat, I was very much against it because they effectively did away with mandatory minimums. And I think mandatory minimums is very important for law enforcement and successful prosecution. So I want to retain mandatory minimums. But I also have to admit that after 25 or 30 years of my support for mandatory minimums, which naturally judges don't have any discretion on sentencing when you have mandatory minimums in the law, there is some unfairness in it. And because of that unfairness, this is how we deal with the unfairness. This would apply to anybody. Let's say somebody has a 25-year sentence and he can show the judge and the prosecutor, maybe even 5 years after he's been in prison, that he was unfairly treated under mandatory minimums, he could appeal to that judge again, not to get out of prison, but maybe to shorten a 25-year sentence to 15 years as just one hypothetical. And so I don't know how law enforcement can say it is weak on crime when we keep mandatory minimums, but everybody admits there's some fairness. We got people from the left, like the ACLU, all the way to the right. Freedom Works is an example. We've got broad bipartisan support. We have the president, who's very much in favor of law enforcement, being tough on law enforcement, that he now supports the bill. And he even tweeted about it last week, so you know how serious he is about it. And since the Fraternal Order of Police support it, I don't think it's fair to say that it's I don't think it's fair to say that it's soft on crime. Gordon?
Thank you, Senator. Do you project that there will be a partial government shutdown, I believe, on December 7th? And do you think that will be caused over disagreements over the funding of the southern border wall?
Yeah.
And do you think that would be a legitimate reason for a partial government shutdown?
I think we need the wall, or part of a wall or something, and the money to finance it. But I don't think I'd want to shut down the government for that. The president might want to. Or maybe there's possible compromise, and let's say the Democrats seem like they never get blamed for shutting down the government. They could refuse to move with a bill in Congress that would include something for it, with the idea that they hope the government shut down because Republicans always get blamed for it. Even if you have a Democrat president, even if you have a Democrat Congress, we seem to get blamed for it. We have to secure our borders, and this conflict at the border is a result of years of indifference and procrastination, and we got to start dealing with it, though, even though I say I don't want to shut down government. Tom.
Senator, you boys come out in support of both adoption and fostering. Why is that such a passion of yours? Why are those two items?
Yeah. Adoption's very important. Well, first of all, foster care is very important. If people are in a family environment or some sort of an adult environment where their life is in jeopardy, or they can be harmed, or they can be abused, that's where you get foster care. And then when you talk to kids in foster care, they a couple things they always tell me. They'd like to have a home, and they'd like to have mom and dad. Now, actually, we all know that the mom and dad that is their blood relatives are the best place to put them. But if you can't put them there, they shouldn't be shoved around from three or four different schools in one school year from one foster home to another. So if you can get them adopted, it gives them the permanency that they want and the mom and dad they want and a home they'd like to have. And so stability is the important thing. Gordon, and
yes,
this is the last question.
Yes, Senator. I've read that the president has demanded that Mexico send the migrants back to their countries of origin. Does the U.S. have a right to demand that? And what would you deal with? How would you deal with those migrants?
We have a right to demand it, but it's up to an independent country to do what they want to do. But they ought to help us with our border. And I think that abiding by our laws, as the president has asked people to do, and to take people in an orderly way if they're seeking asylum, and not taking people that we can't handle right away, as the right way to handle it. So I think that what you're seeing at the border is the appropriate way to do it, and if we take them, somebody said maybe 100 a day that you can process at one crossing, and there's several crossings that people could legally come to our country, that they would, that if they can't be handled until their number comes up, that Mexico would be responsible. And if Mexico then doesn't want to be responsible, they shouldn't let them into Mexico in the first place. And by the way, about a month ago, I sent a letter to Homeland Security and the State Department to have what we call a third-party agreement. We have one with Canada, which means that people coming to the United States, if they get asylum, they can't go to Canada. We don't have such an agreement with Mexico. So basically what the president is trying to do with the incoming new president of Mexico is work out the equivalent of a third-party agreement. And I'm glad to know that they're following up on my suggestion.
Thank you, Tom and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.